over the river and through the woods to grandfather's house we go. The horses away to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the noses. Over the ground we go.
Over the river and through the woods, now grandmother's cap I spy.
Hurrah for the live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J. Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. And you have a
I'm
sad
the only
face.
One who's just Trisha.
Trisha the Magnificent. The Magnificent Seven. No, that was a movie.
Over the rivers and through the woods.
Yes.
Let's hurry. We must be late, Dave. We've only got a few more days, and then it's Thanksgiving.
Wow. I'm
can
so
you believe
confused.
It? The
no,
year is almost over.
Thanksgiving is Thursday.
I know. Is your turkey in the oven?
Yes.
That's terrible. We're going to have
And we have a bun in the oven, too.
You do?
You do?
What?
Who? You or Trisha?
Neither.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Woohoo! But you
the crowd goes wild.
You just don't know her, though.
I know Trisha.
Yeah, but you don't. Okay.
Oh, you have a mistress.
You don't know the oven.
Does she go to the Ho-Ho Hotel?
No, it's GE.
You'll know that next week.
GE. You'll save the world someday, son. I love those commercials, don't you?
Yeah.
They're funny, right?
Yes, the ones Very good. You're working for General Electric.
It's so funny. Good message. Okay, so Thanksgiving upon us.
Yes, upon us.
Upon us.
Upon us.
Once upon a time us.
Okay, well, it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special. Give us a call during this segment, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You're,
now
you're
you messed
right.
me up. 1480-1480. 602-252-1480.
Yeah, exactly.
And let us know what you're doing this this Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going over to visit some family. Maybe you're going to be cooking at home. I don't know what you're cooking. What's your favorite recipe?
Yeah, what
Dave,
is
what's your favorite recipe, Dave?
Turkey.
That's not a recipe. That's an animal.
Oh, okay. It's,
it's a protein.
My favorite recipe is
are you okay?
Cranberry sauce.
Yes, his our daughter Kim makes the best ever.
Yeah, it's really
cranberry
good.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Yes, and she's going to Dallas this year to be with her in-laws for Thanksgiving. And
what are you gonna do?
Well, actually, I'm hoping that she'll share her recipe with me because the whole family will be very disappointed if we don't have Kim's famous cranberry sauce.
Well, if you can't get that recipe, you can go to the Chew. Remember, Carla
yes,
Hall's
Carla
that
Hall's
spicy.
Carla made some really good ones, too.
This one I make every year. Spicy cranberry apple relish.
Oh,
my gosh, it's so good. It's got a little bit of pepper in there. Not black pepper, but like, you know.
Oh, I don't know if I would care for that.
Serrano chilies.
I
stuff
like
that.
Cranberry juice, but I don't like cranberry sauce or cranberries.
Really?
Oh, I love cranberry sauce and cranberry juice.
But cranberry juice is good.
I love cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Thanksgiving. My favorite holiday.
Is it?
Yes.
What's mine?
I don't know.
Thanksgiving. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and part of it for me is the parade. I am so excited about the parade.
The Macy's Parade.
Macy's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And
the Breakthrough Entertainment Parade. We're going to put on a big parade.
Yeah, don't you guys have a big balloon in the parade this year?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you're in it, right?
I'm the
you're
balloon.
You're the one with the eyes, and I've got the hair.
It's right after the Homer Simpson one.
Right, yeah.
And Family Guy.
And
yes.
Family Guy balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Is yours before mine, or I don't remember the order?
It's I before E, except after C.
I have to hold my balloon by the string. Do you have to hold yours as well?
Oh, or? I always have to hold it.
I have like a bunch. It's me and a bunch of other clowns that are holding it.
Well, I don't have clowns holding
killer
mine.
Killer evil clowns.
No clowns holding mine.
None?
No.
Who's holding yours?
Well, it's a private invitation only.
Okay.
It depends on whether he likes you or not.
I guess you're not invited.
I'm not, I really don't want to hold it, Dave.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
he has to like you a lot.
I was going
to
say some flair.
You can hold your own. That's...
Okay. Dave can hardly breathe. He's laughing so hard.
I had a joke, but I decided not to say it.
But
it was going to be really funny, though.
You probably shouldn't say it.
I said half of it.
Ooh.
Eric, did
Wait,
you catch
half?
You said did half of it. You caught the half I almost said.
I don't know. You mean, should I have dumped it?
No. Yeah, if I said the whole thing.
If you said the whole thing.
Yeah. It was okay. Adorable. Okay.
You can tell us during the break.
You can tell us during the break.
Go to breakradioshow.com and check us out on Facebook and all that. And also do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope. And you can, Dave, during the break, you'll tell our Periscope followers what you were going to say.
Okay.
So
I'll do it.
That's one way to get
if
followers.
If he doesn't choke on it.
Yeah. But this should
that's
be
funny.
Well, no, because you were laughing so hard.
Anyway.
Sorry. I meant
all right,
the
so
joke.
Back,
wow.
Back to
on the joke.
What day is it? What holiday?
It's Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special. We got a lot to be thankful for, I guess. We'll talk about what we have to be thankful for in a couple minutes. But
good idea.
I know we've got some great guests on today's show. Now, again, you're going to want to keep that phone number handy, 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. If you have any turkey related questions, not the like gobble gobble variety, but the in the oven variety or in the fryer,
fryer.
You can tell like that sizzling. He's from New River if he thinks that we want to have tips on live turkeys at Thanksgiving time.
I actually might want. We did have a show a couple of years ago. We had on the turkey expert from the farm.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a lot of questions. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on archive. Listen to that show.
And 11:40, we have 4-time Oscar nominated Marsha Mason.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Directing a great play that's out starting. I think it was actually
hilarious.
Tonight.
It started
an act of God.
I think it started on the 17th, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but official opening night is tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to be there.
Yes, 8 p.m.
Act of God. I love it. It's so funny just what I've been seeing about it.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't say, I guess I forgot to say, we were going to have on someone from the Butterball Turkey Talk line, and you can call them
talk
directly
turkey
as well.
To me, baby.
Me? You want me to?
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
Is it him and that dirty joke that weren't enough for you?
No, I'm saying talk turkey to me instead of talk dirty to me.
I do want to say, though, that and also in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a new movie that opened up yesterday called The Edge of 17 with Woody Harrelson. Did you see it, Dave?
No.
Trisha? No. Trisha, are you okay?
That
Trisha,
means, no.
Oh my goodness.
She turned
no,
into
you
a...
know, I ended up being on an airplane and I wasn't able to see it. And Thursday, unfortunately, my work kept me busy and I wasn't able to go see it on Thursday. So I was not able to see it. I have seen the previews multiple times. I am wondering and waiting with bated breath what you thought of it.
Okay. And by the way, we did get a joke, not your kind of joke, Dave, but a joke from Savvy. One of my friends, Savvy, on Periscope. Break
Savvy from Cincinnati?
Savvy from
that
Cincinnati.
That knows Graders.
That knows Graders. She lives right
her.
Down the road from Graders Ice Cream.
And Savvy, did you hear us say that we're going to come visit you?
Did you hear that? No,
because we're going to come visit you and go to Graders.
She couldn't possibly hear that.
She couldn't hear that because that's like she would have had a time travel.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You'll find out
we went back in time today.
Yes. And,
well, I'm just living in my movie all in time.
But
you're a legend in your own mind.
But,
okay.
But Savvy says this joke. She says, "What kind of key has legs and cannot open doors?"
A turkey.
Yay. Go, Trisha.
How about a musical key?
Trisha.
Oh,
that one.
Yes, a musical key as well.
Oh, good
they don't
one.
Do they have legs?
What makes you sick if you take the first letter from it?
A kilo.
Music.
Music.
Good one. Hey, that was good.
Go, Eric. Yay.
So Savvy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But so let's go ahead and talk. What was I going to say?
You're going to say Marsha Mason, 11:40.
Yeah, that's 11:40. Butterball is in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to talk about that movie. We're going to talk about what we're thankful for. So a lot going on. But I also wanted to mention I went to the Outlets at Anthem Christmas tree lighting last week.
How was it? Did you see our friends that called in?
I did. I got photos with them. Oh my gosh, Rainey Rodriguez was just so fantastic.
She is the
sweetest.
She
was
so
nice. Sweet. You know what? I walked up to her at the meet and greet. And
you hug her like I wanted to do?
No, they said don't touch the
talent. The merchandise.
Yeah, they said don't touch the talent.
Really?
The little kids got to hug them and stuff like that. But I, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I went up to her, and the first thing she says, Where is your Chihuahua costume, Chihuahua elf costume? Because remember,
oh,
she said
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She remembered, yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. Wow. Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
And of course, Tiffany was great as well. She was very sweet. And so both, congratulations to a perfect show out there for them. Of course, Santa Claus was out there on the big stage. Javier Soto from Good Morning Arizona.
Have you commenced stalking Tiffany?
No, I have not. No.
Remember, when does that start?
It starts on Black Friday. Black Friday, yeah. Yeah, after the shopping is done, because then I have to talk into the mic.
Yes, you do. Did you watch all her YouTube videos?
I didn't, but did you?
No, I didn't even look her up.
Okay, yes, you did.
Who is Tiffany?
Tiffany Alvord. She was on last week's show.
I looked her up when she was on just to see what she looked like.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany.
Well, it was a lot of fun out there. They lit the tree. You can go out to the outlets at Anthem. I know you guys have been out there. You didn't show up. I kept looking for you guys. Where were you?
Oh, well,
we were wandering around.
The mall or just your
yes,
house?
The parking. We were wandering the parking lot.
Well, we really ended up at a premiere.
Did you go shopping and get more jewelry?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Yay!
We're doing that today. We're going to go to
a double engagement.
Knight Rider today.
Wait a minute. You're going where?
We're going to Knight Rider. They're having their fifth anniversary party. Have you ever seen Knight Rider jewelry?
Yes.
KnightRiderJewelry.com. Pretty cool stuff.
Oh.
Excellent. Fifth anniversary, huh?
I heard that there's a special watch that you're getting Kathleen for Christmas.
Yes, as soon as I can gather up the $130,000, I will be
nice. Or the platinum diamond Rolex.
I'll put some money in.
We were looking at Bentleys the other day. Those are only $325,000.
Oh, man. Who would spend that? Wow, that's a lot.
I know. I don't care how rich I was. I would never put that kind of dough out on a car.
Yeah, that's like ridiculous, right, Joseph?
Yeah.
Now, where was I? I didn't make it. I said
you
I
went
would.
To a premiere.
We went to
all a Playboy in time. Mansion. Oh
no, All in Time, and they're really cool.
Yeah, and they were at the Harkins Theater, and they're going all around the country. This
great movie.
Oh yes, this movie.
Yeah,
Dave will tell you.
He'll tell
started out all in time. Now remember Mags from
Wheels.
No, from The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's in it.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay, and the ending. Of this
don't
movie.
La, 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 la. Don't spoil it. Okay, she's not spoiling it. She's
no, of course
the,
not.
Of course not. I said it's the greatest twist since The Sixth Sense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They want me.
It kept us
Bruce
guessing.
Willis was
dead.
Amazing.
He died?
Oh, my God. You just spoiled it for everybody who hasn't seen that 20-year-old movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's really very good, so I hope everyone
checks it out. The Sixth Sense. After you saw it the first time, did you need to go back and watch it a second?
We saw it a second
or a
time.
Third time.
I didn't care for The Sixth Sense. I'm sorry.
What? I guessed it right away.
You did?
About halfway through the movie, I knew he was dead.
Oh, wow. That's
the amazing. Others is good. That was another kind of movie like that where they were dead and they didn't know they were dead.
Oh.
Oops, I ruined that one too.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that one.
Eric.
That's a great movie with Nicole Kidman.
Well, don't spoil the end of The Edge of 17. We'll be reviewing that in just a moment. Trisha, you are excited about that, though, right?
I actually thought it looked like it would be quite funny.
Yes.
Is that the same girl from True Grit?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Haley Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I'm not that big of a fan of her.
It kind of reminds me of a little bit of a Juno feel, but funny.
That's what the commercials I saw are comparing it to.
Really?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson is definitely the bright spot of the movie. Of course, it opened up yesterday. Again, it's called The Edge of 17, and it's a coming-of-age movie. Haley
Rated R, too.
Yes, it is rated R, and Haley Steinfeld plays this...
For good reason.
Yes. Plays this young woman who, she's just very awkward. She's basically got one friend, and her one friend and her brother is always, like, picking on her and everything, of course. Mm-hmm. And... you know, her father passed away. He passes away early in the movie, and so early in her life. So she just got her mom, and her mom is just a wreck because of various different things that's going on in her life. So she just got her brother and her mom, and then her best friend. Her best friend is her like one like rock, and then her best friend decides to have a relationship with her brother. Whoa. So that just ruins everything for her, and then she just spirals out of control. And of course, the teacher played by Woody Harrelson, he's just have you seen some of his lines? He's just like snide and
yes.
And I mean, she comes to him and says, he's reading
that what she had sent accidentally on her phone.
Yes, yeah.
And he's like, oh come on, it's not that bad.
Yes.
And then and he reads it. He's like, not bad. I'm like, what? Seriously?
And of course she goes to him, says that she says, you know, I just wanted to let you know because you're an adult and someone needs
that
to know.
I'm going
to
kill myself.
Yeah. I'm going to kill myself. And then he says, oh, that's a coincidence. And he pulls up this note and he says, I have my suicide note right here. And he says, every day I have just a few minutes of freedom away from all the students. And the same annoying young woman that's dressed very poorly comes into my office every day. And so, you know, talking about her. So, and it's Woody Harrelson
her.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Which that's, I'm not too sure how they're going to pull that off and make it be decent. So I'm hoping that they do. That's why
they
I
do.
Said I'm waiting to see what you say
they
about
do.
It.
Woody Harrelson has a very nice, you know, it's not really a character arc. It's just some revelations about him. And, you know, it's just about how we treat each other. And Hailee Steinfeld does a great job in the movie. I think the woman who plays her mother, I forget the actress's name, but she's very, very talented. Very good job in the movie. The brother, very good.
That's Kira Sedgwick, isn't it?
Yeah, Kira Sedgwick. Yes, yeah.
Kevin Bacon's wife.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and so it's a very good movie. I'm giving it 4 stars. Mm. Woody Harrelson definitely was the highlight for me. I wish that he was in the movie a little bit more. I think that they could have maybe made a spinoff of this, like more about his character. Kind of a little bit now that once you eventually see he's well rounded. Let's just say I don't want to spoil the surprise that we learn about him.
Okay.
But and then it's rated R for very good reason because she's engaged in like in relationships with other people. You'll see. Again, The Edge of 17 opened up yesterday in theaters across the country, across Phoenix.
So go see it.
I would recommend it. I would recommend it. It's a good movie.
The commercial, the television commercial that plays constantly on Hulu,
yes,
compares it to a John Hughes film.
Yeah, it kind of is like that. It is kind of like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It says in the commercial, John Hughes would be proud.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is a good film. Trisha, I think that you would like it. I think that you're
really
like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except, I'll have to check it out and I'll let you know.
Except John Hughes rarely made an R-rated film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, this is, it's not like dirty or anything like that. It's just adult. There's adult situations. Let's just rated R for adult situations and language.
Which saddens me that she's at the edge of 17 and having adult situations.
I know. Well, that's unfortunately that's the way that.
Well, they had to make the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't.
But I like Woody Harrelson. He should be bigger than he is. He's big, I know, but the guy is a phenomenal actor from the days of Coach. I mean,
Cheers.
Cheers, but he called him Coach or something. What did they call him? Coach. Oh, no, that was the other guy.
That was.
Anyway, he's a phenomenal actor. I think, you know, maybe it's a type of movie he's made, but he should be up someday for Best Actor if he had that type of movie, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He's had a few of those roles.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is. So go check out The Edge of 17. Now, before we take a break, what I wanted to do is kind of go around and see what we were all thankful for this year. Do you guys want to go first, or should I share what I'm thankful for?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'm thankful for my family, for my mom and my dad especially, for my friends.
Wait, your mom and your dad especially, or your mom and dad especially?
My mom and dad especially.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm thankful for my family, my uncle and Don in Illinois. I'm also thankful for my friends, Shannon, Danny, you know all them, right?
Very nice.
And I'm very thankful for also my friends across the globe, of course. My duck frozen, my pet duck frozen.
Of course, how do you leave him out?
I can't leave him out. He's my best friend. He's my 100% best friend. I love him. And also my friends Savvy and Johanna. Johanna in Sweden and Savvy in Cincinnati, Ohio. I am very thankful for having them in my life. I thank God every day for all of these wonderful blessings that, you know what, make life worth living.
Wow, nicely said.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric.
Oh, geez.
You're confused. You
Let
don't
me
know
go what... last so I can think about it.
Kathleen?
Family.
Family.
Of course, me. She's thankful for me, and I am thankful for her.
Yeah.
She'd be
probably even more thankful if you got her that watch.
And I'm very thankful to my upstairs neighbor.
Yeah?
Upstairs neighbor. Who's that?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Okay. Should we guess?
No, I just appreciate when she vacuums at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. That's sort of... All right, and Trisha,
what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, my goodness. The list is so huge. I have so much gratitude in my life for everything. My family, is first and foremost, mm-hmm. whether it be the family I was born into, my wonderful parents, my brothers and sisters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, everything like that. But also the family I married into. They've accepted me. They have embraced me as their own. And
it's, the question is, you know, have you accepted them?
Of course. No, I honestly, it has just, it's been a phenomenal 3 years, and it seems like it's been a lifetime.
It's wonderful,
you know, I'll
to be
talking
accepted
to them
and everything like that,
well,
right?
Well, exactly, and loved. Exactly, and loved. And really, you know, you don't have to be born into a family via
True.
Blood to be able to feel that love, and they've been, you know, just everybody has just been wonderful. I'm grateful for a good, well-paying job. I'm grateful for this opportunity and for our listeners. We run
oh,
into
yeah.
them sometimes in different places, and it's always nice to hear that they enjoy it. And just my life in general, there's so much to be grateful for. My
Dave, that's hard to beat.
It's hard to beat, but I have a full house. Royal Flush. Yeah, no, I'm thankful for my family, my extended family, the family I married into. Great example of just amazing people. And of course, as far as my family, my kids, my grandkids, and all the listeners who are, well, hopefully we cheer them up here and there and say insights that might change their lives. So thankful for 1480. This is a great station.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. From the ownership management to Eric and Kathleen, amazing people, really good people.
Kathleen said that was nice.
Oh, thank you. And really appreciate them. And thankful at some point when the country heals and, you know, yeah. people become.
It's going to be about 4 years.
Yeah, become one again, because I'll be thankful for that.
It's a little bit chaotic. But you know what? We all need to, at this time of the year, especially this last, you know, month and a half, we really just need to appreciate what we have. You know what? Because
you're right.
You know what? Things could be a whole lot worse.
Well, and you know what? It was interesting because, you know, my parents have lived in other countries, and one of the countries that they lived in was Nicaragua right after mm-hmm. Violeta Chamorro took over. But prior to that, that country was devastated because a political election went wrong and it tore the country apart. Yeah. I do not want that to happen to our country here. The good thing that we have going for us is not just we are such a diverse country, and we have our freedom to speak. We have our ability to be able to talk with one another and open up dialogue. But in addition to that, the way our government is set up, no one person has that type of power. So that's where we need to have our voices heard, just mm-hmm. like we were talking to Sean Burke when he came on our show, that, you know, it's our Congress, it's our Senate, we have all these branches of government yeah. to have these checks and balances, so no one person can make or break this country. And as long as we as the people are able to do it in a peaceful manner,
yeah.
we are the ones who have the power to change this country.
True. And so again, you know, just over the next week, you know, it's Saturday now. So over the next week, just get your recipes together, get your family together, and appreciate what's really important in life. That's family, that's friendship, that's love, that's, you know, happiness. You know what? So let's go ahead and play a song into our break. Johnny Cash, of course, tells us that we've come to a time in the season when family and friends gather near.
Oh, I like Johnny Cash.
To offer a prayer of thanksgiving.
Oh, you know this.
For blessings we've known through the years, Dave.
Oh, nice.
To join hands and thank the Creator.
Oh.
Joseph knows the lyrics to every song written.
I like it.
And this year, when I count my blessings,
oh yeah,
I'm thanking the Lord who made you.
Hey, he said to me. This year you're pointing to me. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to each and every one of our listeners.
I'm thanking the Lord. And
happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll come back and we'll talk some turkey.
Yeah, talk turkey, and stay tuned 11:40 for the Academy Award nominations of four roles. Marsha Mason, 11:40. You don't want to miss that. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
The sight of a highball and train, the moon rise over a prairie, and old love that you've made new, an this year when I count.